Hello, this is Brother Daniel Ritchie, and thank you for joining us at aplainpath.wordpress.com. Let's open the Word of God today and see what He has for us.
When I was a kid, one of my favorite things to do while just walking across a playground was to find something to balance on. You know, like maybe just a beam that's there to hold up a sandbox, and you just get on and you stick your arms out to help you control yourself, and you wiggle back and forth as you put one heel to toe and then heel to toe, and you keep repeating. And man, as I was growing up and getting older, I got really good at that. And so then I upgraded. My grandpa had a fence that surrounded his property, and I thought it'd be really good if I could get up on that fence to balance on. And you know, that first step was nothing. Easy. The second step got a little bit harder. But the further I got out, the more that fence started kind of swaying and bending, and I fell. And it wasn't a fall of, oh, I'll just land on my feet and I'll be fine, but it was a fall that hurt. It's one of those things that amazingly many people still do today. They try to pick an issue. Instead of choosing one side or the other, they'll walk a fence. What we need to remember is what Ephesians 5 says. Verse 11, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. The reality of it is that we must, as Christians, choose a side. The choice should be easy. The choice should be for God, to follow Him in whatever He would say. But too often we choose to walk that fence. And instead of following His commandments and following His leadership, we don't make a decision. If wickedness despises the good, then why does the good make concession for the wicked?
Thank you again for joining us today, and may God bless you in His service on a plain path.